Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border.
CDC numbers back up President Trump's claim from his Tuesday night address, showing 15,000 die each year from heroin. A 2017 DEA report does as well. It says 90 to 94% of consumed heroin in the U.S. comes from Mexico. However, most heroin is coming through legal ports of entry and not an open border, according to New York State DEA Special Agent in Charge Raymond Donovan.
Now, the port of entry is an easier way for them to do it. They're concealed traps or different hidden areas within vehicles or commercial vehicles, and conceal the drugs within those traps.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has been vocal in his opposition to the shutdown and border wall, as he's seen it impact county programs like anti-opioid grant funding.
There are drugs flooding across the border, I'm not going to deny that. But the vast majority of drugs that are killing people in this region, opiates and the like, is fentanyl that's coming in from China in containers, through the mail, to the United States, and for that matter, into Canada.
Poloncarz is right in that China is one of the main places fentanyl is currently coming from. However, Donovan says a larger percentage is coming from Mexico, as there has been a decrease in the volume of express mail or trafficking from China over the past few years.
Thanks in part to our federal partners such as U.S. Postal as well as CBP and other agencies, we've really tightened that down.
But Donovan says that hasn't stopped Mexican cartels because the business is cheap and it's unregulated. Major organizations like the Sinaloa cartel will bring in shipments in kilogram quantities. Donovan says they are the biggest organization impacting New York.
Keep in mind that although it's coming from the Sinaloa cartel, often the fentanyl that they're receiving is directly from China as well.
In 2018, approximately 600 kilograms of fentanyl was seized throughout the state. Donovan says that means 540 million dosage units were taken off the streets.
2 milligrams of fentanyl is considered lethal or can be lethal. The other issue that we see with fentanyl is that it's being mixed with other drugs. And we see individuals that often will say, look for one particular drug, and then it's going to contain fentanyl, and they didn't know they were getting that, and they pass out and they overdose.
Donovan says these drugs come across in many different methods: land, sea, commercial airlines, and now online on the dark web.
In many of our investigations where we've identified online marketplaces, and then we started conducting our investigation, we would then approach many of these individuals, not only here in New York, but throughout the U.S., and we realized that the user population would go directly online and order up their own stuff there instead of actually having a source of supply in a particular area.
Donovan says it's their biggest concern as of right now, but as recent DEA reports have cited, many smuggling methods would not be choked off by a border wall. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.